Look, first of all, how are you settling in? You've been here quite a wee while now since signing. How's life at Bradford?
Yeah, great. It's not really a secret. It's the team that I support, so it's been great. Being back at home, it's something that I've done for a while. But coming in, the boys have been brilliant with me. Training's been a good standard. Obviously the team's been doing well, which is the main thing. Everything's been going well so far.
You maybe been hoping you get more game time at this point? Is that maybe a bit unfair because the team have been doing so well?
No, not really. I knew what I was coming into, and especially the team's been flying, and that's what you want. I mean, you want everyone to be performing and doing well, and that's great. But you just have to wait for your chance. But you'd obviously want the team doing well first, and that's the main thing. I've been patient, been working hard in training, doing extra stuff as of the other lads as well, who haven't been playing. So yeah, the whole squad's together, and we're all just pushing in one direction. Yeah.
You came on against Doncaster, obviously at Valley Parade. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a special moment. It was at the time, you've obviously got a job to do. That there was only 5 minutes left, but it was 2-0 up. But you still want to see it out. But it wasn't until I got home and and my family were there, and it was kind of a big moment, really. Being a young lad going to Valley Parade for years with my family, and then being on the other end of running out, it was a special moment that I'll cherish, and I'll love it for the rest of my life.
Is your dad a big help in your career as well? Like, based on the fact he was here for a long time, he's like a club legend here.
Yeah, my mum, dad, my brothers, sister, they've all been a big influence. Everyone's played the part, and they're always there if I need it. But sometimes he likes to take a back step and just leave me to my own devices. But if I ever need him, he's there. It's not just him; it's my whole family who've been a big influence. I've got them to thank, and hopefully now I can start to get a little bit more game time and just help the team carry on the good run of form that we've been on.
Obviously it's a blow, Tony McMahon's out for a bit of time, but you've been looking at it maybe as an opportunity to stake your claim.
Yeah, I mean, Tony's been brilliant, with his performances and as well with me. He takes time out and speaks to me, and I just look at his game and see where I can pick up, because obviously he's played at the highest level, so I can't really compliment him and talk highly enough of him. He's been great since I've been here, and he's been great for the team. His assists and his goals. It's ridiculous, really, for a fullback. That's happened now. He'll be out for a couple of weeks, but it's just up to me to step in. But it'd be the same if there was someone in another position. It's up to someone else to step in, and that's the reason why you have a squad, and we've got a strong squad. So it's just get on with it and just take it in stride.
So you come up against Bury this weekend against a manager that you played for, Lee Clark. What have you been given sort of Stuart and Kenny some tips of what to expect?
No, not really. Kenny and Stuart are intelligent enough. They don't need my opinion, but he was brilliant with me. He's really helped me along the way, and he was the one who properly gave me my chance in first team football and really believed in me, and I owe him a lot. He was great with me, and especially the other boys up at Kilmarnock as well, and it just goes now to show how good a job he actually did up there, to see where they're doing now. But I'll probably speak to him after the game, depending how the scoreline goes, because sometimes he's a little bit angry if his team does so well. So hopefully we can win, but hopefully I can get a word in with him after the game.
You may have been a bit surprised that they are struggling at the wrong end of the table. How it's not sort of worked for him so far yet?
I think it was always going to take time. It was kind of similar last year when he was up at Kilmarnock. I think I went in middle of August, and I was the 17th signing that he made that summer. And it probably took us till December, January time for us to really click. So it might be the same situation there, but on paper they've probably got one of the strongest squads in the division. And to be fair, they've been really unfortunate with injuries. So just probably needs a little bit more time, and players will start to really understand each other, and and I'm sure they'll be up there towards the end of the season.
He always looks like a sort of animated character on the touchline, Lee Clark. What was he like to play for as well? Was he mental?
All he asked for was just to give you, if you gave your all, he'd look after you, and that was a good thing. You know, regardless how well you played, if you gave your all, he'd always be fine with you. And yeah, like I said, he was great with me, and I owe him a lot for what he'd done up there. And it was sad when he left, but you know, that's football, and you just move on now.
Yeah. And do you think that spell up in Scotland sort of helped you grow as a player as well?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was great up there. I loved every minute. It was good being up there in the SPL, the top division up there. It's good exposure, and yeah, really enjoyed it. And I'd recommend it for the young boys, to go up there as well. It's a good market for young players to play in, and especially playing against the Old Firm and good teams up there. But I haven't got a bad word to say about it. Really, it was. It was a great season last year for me personally, and it was great working with good lads as well. There's good people behind the scenes.
And finally, how have you enjoyed working with Stuart and Kenny then?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Been great really. They've got so much enthusiasm. It's great really. It rubs off on the players, and obviously we've been working a lot with Kenny on the training pitch, and he's a really good coach. And if you ever want to stay out, he's always there to help you out and stuff like that. But yeah, just it's a great chemistry between everyone at the club, from the person in the canteen to the manager. Everyone's as one, and we're all pushing in the same direction. I can't really speak highly enough of them, and yeah, long may it continue.